Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Much like the business world, women in the arts have always faced a struggle to obtain positions of equality with their male counterparts. And as Kristen Blumel, professor of English at Monmouth University, reveals, one particular corner of the art world is the exception that proves the rule.
In the 1930s, in England, Scotland, and Wales, perfectly intelligent, rational adults decided that they wanted their favorite books by writers like Jane Austen, Thomas Hardy, or Charlotte Bronte to appear with illustrations. But they didn't want just any kind of illustration. They wanted black and white wood engravings in the style of the beloved late 18th century printer, Thomas Bewick. Bewick had worked his magic on one-inch squares of boxwood. Amid the austerities of the Great Depression and the threats of Nazi Germany, books with wood-engraved illustrations that recalled Bewick's tiny pastoral scenes were astonishingly popular. Also astonishing is the fact that many of these books were engraved by women. For example, wood engraver Gwen Raverott, the granddaughter of Charles Darwin and family friend of Virginia Woolf, earned commissions from highbrow publishers Faber & Faber and Cambridge University Press. Raverott's illustrations of children, field hands, and pastoral landscapes were often seen as sentimental, nostalgic, even conservative, especially compared to epic paintings like Picasso's Guernica. And yet, wood engravings by Raverott and other women artists were believed by publishers, authors, and readers to elevate every book in which they appeared. If not high art, they communicated through their delicate miniature forms higher and artier aims of whatever piece of writing they decorated. Why is that? Why did this women's art, alone among women's arts, manage to escape cultural degradation by association with a woman's hand? Is it merely national nostalgia overwhelming gender bias in an age of international aggression? Such questions demonstrate how study of an obscure illustration practice of the 1930s can plunge scholars into the most lively areas of humanistic inquiry at the crossroads of modern art, book history, and gender politics.
That was Kristen Blumel of Monmouth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.